You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. Jacques Daniel here in the diocesan offices, the Chancery Buildings, downtown Rapid City, in the heart of Rapid City, here with Michael Pauly.
Good to be back.
We've had, we just jumped in on protecting South Dakota kids from marijuana, ballot issues, and we're going to take a little bit of a detour and a shift in our conversation this morning. We have all the way up from downstairs, Sister Sarah and Bridget from our pastoral ministry offices. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be here with you all.
You guys are wide awake and ready to roll and got the place. It was funny when Rhonda walked in the building about 7:30. All the lights are off. It's quiet. Doors are locked. It was things are moving now. I see lights on, moving. People are moving.
Yep. Yep. The building is awake now.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Got my coffee. I'm all set.
So you guys are here to talk to us about a beautiful opportunity for the people in the Diocese of Rapid City. Anyone can take advantage of it, but in particular, people of Rapid City, diocesan Marian consecration. What do we need to know?
Yeah. So I think practicals that we need to know is that it begins on April 28th, which is the Feast of St. Louis de Montfort, and it ends on the Feast of the Visitation on May 31st. So that's the practical stuff that we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we doing it? That's probably a lot more important,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Why?
I think just as a team, and for months now, we've kind of just had a deeper sense of just the need for it in many ways, just in prayer and sensing that really, it's just a necessary and powerful, I would say more than a devotion, right? You know, St. John Paul II, he stated that the victory will come through Mary. And I think we all can very easily recognize, you just were talking about one of many of hundreds. You know, there's so many battles in our day to day. And we know that it is not an easy time period to live in. But the Lord in his mercy gives us the gift in a particular way of his mother, precisely in this age. You know, St. Louis de Montfort predicted and prophesied a Marian age of the church, right? And that he would, in that age, Mary would become more prominent and we would understand who she is more fully and she would form the great saints of that millennium. And I think in many ways it's a particular grace of today that the Lord is giving us to allow our victories to come through her. And so, you know, as a diocese, to unite in this action of giving ourselves totality to her, asking her for protection, for her guidance, for her wisdom.
Yeah. You know, one thing I want to dive into a little bit more is this word consecration, mm-hmm. because, you know, I remember growing up Catholic that this was one of the words that's just, it's sort of just part of your environment. You know, you hear consecrate this or consecration to that, but you know, you don't really pause to say, what does that really mean? What, so in a concrete sense, what are we talking about when we say consecration to Mary?
Mm-hmm. I think a good synonym would be to entrustment, to entrust ourselves to Our Lady, to give ourselves to her as Christ gave the beloved, the Apostle John to Mary at the foot of the cross, to be our mothers and to intercede for us. I don't know if you have anything else you'd like to add to that.
Yeah, I think part of the confusion of consecration sometimes can come about thinking that we're kind of leaving Jesus out of it. But if the key is to understand it's consecration to Jesus through Mary.
Yeah.
And so, you know, St. Louis de Montfort, again, the great proponent of Marian consecration, you know, he said very simply, right? He said, Jesus came to us through Mary. And so we have to use the same route back to him.
Yeah.
And so we can kind of compare it as Mary's kind of the neck, right? So we know Jesus is the head of the church and we're the body. And all those graces pass through the neck, right? Mm-hmm. Between the body and the head. And so he promised us that route to the Lord through Our Lady is the surest, easiest, and most perfect route to Him. You know, we can try to do it other ways, but it's going to be harder and more difficult and longer. And so He says, if you want to come to Me in the most perfect and easiest way, give yourself to My mother, and she basically takes us there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it the case that the last words that are attributed to Mary in the gospel is, do whatever He tells you, you know? That's always struck me as being, the perfect example about how, you know, consecrating ourselves to Mary cannot but lead us to her Son, you know?
And another, I think, aspect of that is, you know, seeing Mary as kind of she's the new ark, right? And just like the Ark of Noah, you could say, protected Noah and his family in the midst of that storm and that flood, I kind of see her as, you know, she's that new Ark that when we, and like, and she's an impenetrable fortress, you know, and she is that way because she's the Immaculate Conception. Satan has never had a hold on her. He can't touch her. He has never penetrated any part of her heart, her being, her mind, anything. And so I personally, like, when I think of consecration through Mary, I'm a very, like, strong visual person, you know? So, like, I physically see myself, like, placing myself in her womb, right? Because she's a fortress. She, the Lord, you know, Satan can't touch her, you know? And so it's her power, if you want to, you could say, comes through because she is the Immaculate Conception. That's the strength. It's her purity, ultimately. You know, and actually, I was talking to Bridget on our way up, and I said, what a beautiful day to talk about this, because it's actually the feast of St. Bernadette today. And so, you know, we're St. Bernadette to the one Our Lady told, I am the Immaculate Conception, right? And
yes,
that phrase that St. Maximilian pondered over and over and over again to really understand this step. So it's a good day to chat about this.
Well, we're kicking off this Marian consecration with a particular event, and I don't know if we want to get into that right now, but it's going to be cool. So,
so let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Because it begins, the time of preparation begins on Sunday, but for those, especially in the Rapid City area, there's an opportunity to begin on Friday and Saturday with a beautiful retreat.
Yeah, so on April 26th, we're going to have a retreat that begins out at Terra Sancta, and it's going to run through Sunday, and it's going to be led by the brothers of, I honestly don't know, the
sisters, brothers, and priests from the Servants of the Pure Starts of Jesus and Mary.
It's tricky because it's not just brothers, but we actually have
priests and brothers. Father Joseph, Mary, Brother Huberto, and then the sisters here in Rapid City. The four of us.
And I don't know, could you speak more about the content of your talks or what?
Sure. Yeah, so the theme of the retreat is the victory will come through Mary. And it's an obviously very Marian retreat, explaining Mary's role and her understanding of why we say that, right? Who is she for us in our lives? Why do we consecrate ourselves to her? Why is she that model for us to emulate as Christians? And so the purpose of the retreat is ultimately also to prepare our hearts to begin that consecration that will begin on Sunday, again, on the Feast of St. Louis de Montfort. So it's again, the Lord's showing us and giving us His grace through feast days. I always like that really a lot when He does that. And so to be able to start, you know, the consecration on His feast day is really also just a very special grace.
For those who might just be joining us, we are live in studio with Sister Sarah Kowal, Bridget Grappentine, Michael Polly here in the Chancery building, talking about upcoming opportunity for the Diocesan Marian consecration. It's not just something you like do tomorrow. You could do it right now if you want to consecrate yourself to Mary, but starting with de Montfort and others, there have been this sort of a way of preparing. And what what does that include? What does that look like? Why prepare?
Great question. Yeah, so in many ways, there's traditionally, starting with kind of St. Louis de Montfort, there's been traditionally a 33-day preparation before we do the consecration. And really, essentially, it's just to get our hearts ready. Right? Part of that preparation is learning more about Our Lady. Why am I doing this? Who is she? Why is this important? But also kind of preparing our hearts like the good soil, making them like the good soil, so that what we're doing in the consecration is fruitful, right? Because we know just like the soil, if it's rocky or with lots of weeds and the seed is planted, then it can't bear the fruit that's intended to bear. And so I think that preparation period is very much preparing the soil so that this act and this very powerful act can bear the fruit that it's intended to bear in our lives.
Yeah. So what are some of the intentions that you'd encourage people to bear in mind if they're preparing for this consecration?
We've provided 4 different intentions, and they're on our website if anyone would like to seek those out. I'll just share them with you. The first is that each of us would grow in our personal union with Jesus and Mary. Second, for our own personal intentions as we carry out this consecration. Third, for our diocese and for all the priests, deacons, religious, and lay faithful, for our continual growth in holiness and spiritual and physical protection. And then finally, for the repose of the soul of Bishop Peter.
That's beautiful.
And he, Sister Sarah had presented this to him prior to his death, and he gave his support. And I think it's beautiful to be carrying this out with that intention in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. That is beautiful. And we're going to take a little bit of a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Sister Sarah Kowald, Bridget, Michael, myself, on Marian consecration and how people can get plugged in and sign up and be a part of this. So it isn't just a select few, but that the entire diocese can entrust themselves to Mary. So if you are here, get a refill on your coffee. You got a minute and a half, and we'll join you right after the break on Real Presence Live.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network. Searching for more great Catholic content? Visit our website at realpresenceradio.com. Find Catholic news you can trust, information about events coming up in the local area, and the latest on what's happening at the RPR Network. And don't forget that you can listen to any of our stations around the clock from anywhere in the world. Need prayers for someone or something in your life? You can submit those through our online form for the entire family to pray for. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope. Online at realpresenceradio.com.
Hi, this is Ben Frost from Holy Spirit Church in Virginia, Minnesota. I work with adult evangelization. I'm also a father of 5 children. And for me, I'm just so blessed to have Real Presence Radio in our area, because the reality is life gets very busy. The many blessings of working in the church and also raising 5 children and being a husband. But sometimes I just need times to refuel and to just be present to the Lord. So for me, it's just such a blessing to go into my car in the busyness of my day and to turn on Real Presence Radio. And it really renews me. It fills me with the Holy Spirit. It helps me to be a better father, helps me to be a better husband, and it helps me to be a better worker for our church. So I'm just very blessed that we have Real Presence Radio, and we continue just to pray for the Lord's blessings and support for all of their amazing work.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. I'm Jacques Daniel here with Michael Polly, Sister Sarah Kowal, Bridget Grappentine. It's a party here at the Chancery offices in the Diocese of Rapid City, downtown Rapid City, right next to the Mustard Seed. And we're having a beautiful conversation this morning about Mary and her role in salvation and the ways that we draw closer to her. In the break, Sister Sarah, you were just talking about the how powerful this is. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we can disregard the importance of this, and you had a beautiful thing that you wanted to say. So tell us, why is this such a powerful thing?
Well, I think just even going back to my own life, I remember I did my first Marian consecration on May 13th, 2003. And I did it at the prompting of currently the campus minister at the Newman Center that where I was. And I remember at the time she just told me, just do it. It's important. You should do this. And I thankfully I just had an open heart and I listened to her and I didn't understand it a lot. I didn't really, you know a lot at that point in my life. And I just did it. And I can really look back and see that it was in many ways a turning point in my own life, my own spirituality. I think it was the beginning of my vocation in many ways, which I did not have any idea at the time. You know, and then 5 years later, exactly, on the 5th year anniversary, actually, was when I entered the novitiate for our religious order. And so I can look back in my own life and see that as a very important moment in my spiritual life. But I think because it's so simple in many ways, and it's just a consecration, it's just a prayer, I say, what's the big deal? You know, we may have a tendency to disregard it or think this is too simple, it's too easy. And I, a lot of times I personally think a lot about when I'm kind of processing the power of things that are ultimately so simple. That's really the pedagogy of God all the time, right? These simple things that don't seem to amount to much, poor, insignificant, ignored, that have the greatest power. You know, and we see that a lot in the story of Naaman the Syrian, which is that famous, you know, Naaman was this big, powerful army commander and he had leprosy and he hears about the prophet in Israel. And so he goes to visit Elisha and Elisha essentially tells him, go wash in the Jordan 7 times. And Naaman's mad, honestly. He's ticked off. The Jordan's this basically muddy creek, more or less. And he says, I had a lot better rivers back in Syria. There's no reason I need to come all the way here to wash in the muddy creek. And he's about to leave, actually. And his servant that's with him says, you know, if he would have told you to do something extraordinary, you would have done it. He's telling you to do something super simple. Why don't you at least give it a try? You know, and so Naaman, thankfully, he listens to him. He's smart. And so he says, okay, fine, I'll do it. And of course, we know the end of the story. He gets healed, right? And I think a lot of times that's how the Lord works. We often despise the simple. We despise the ordinary. We're looking for something extraordinary. But that's just not how the Lord works, really, almost ever, actually. He's always working in the most powerful ways through the ordinary things. And I think a lot of times, I think consecration to Mary in many ways is like that. It is very, I'll call ordinary, seemingly ordinary. It is not ordinary. But it has this amazing power to do something within our own hearts, personally, within a diocese. I mean, think about if a diocese unites all the faithful to do this together, there is a spiritual torrent of grace that's being released to the people in the diocese. And again, personally, within our families as well. And I've seen that also in my own family as well. You know, and so I think there's so many fruits, but we should not look past it as something because it's just simple and seemingly ordinary.
And you spoke about this a little bit earlier, and, mm-hmm. you know, just speaking of God's pedagogy, I come back to mm-hmm. this over and over again. Like, he could have done anything he wanted mm-hmm. to do. He could have done it any way he wanted to. He could use a mule to do things, you know. Mm-hmm. And yet he, for whatever reason, draws us into it and invites us to participate in his plan of salvation. And he invited Mary, and she mm-hmm. said yes, and maybe you could...
Yeah, and I think that's, to me, one of actually the most beautiful things that's revealed in Our Lady's role in history and at the Annunciation. You know, some people say, well, why do you care about Mary so much? You know, why is she so important? And ultimately, the question is, did God need Mary in an absolute sense to accomplish his purposes? No, he didn't, of course. Like, you know, like you were saying, he could have done anything, anytime, in any way. He didn't need anything or anyone. But he chose to use her. He chose to come into the world through her. You know, and that's the reason behind Marian consecration again. St. Louis says that God's ways remain consistent throughout all eternity. So if he chose to come into the world through her, initially, he chooses to come into the world through her eternally, right? Because he does not change his way. But the important thing is not just about Our Lady, it's about us. And she's the model of humanity. She's the model for each Christian. She's the perfect, she's humanity perfected, right? And so he's showing and teaching us something about ourselves, that the Lord does not enter the world except through the human heart. And so just as Our Lady participated to bring Christ into the world, we too are the same. We have that same exact role, that same exact purpose, that He will not enter the world except through us, which is what we see today. In a sense, we see that in a really obvious way. We intuit that because we know the world's kind of a mess. Why is it a mess? Because the human heart is shut itself to God. And so God can't enter the world in the way He desires, right? Because the human heart is His conduit, right? And so it tells us not just about Our Lady, but it's our own vocation too. That He doesn't need us in an absolute sense, but He does choose to need us. Mm-hmm. And He does not act in the world except through the human heart and the human person. And again, that's His choice. That's His own pedagogy, because He wants us to participate in His work of redemption and salvation of the world.
So we talked about the reality that there is there's an opportunity for people to join in on the retreat. There's mm-hmm. still room in the retreat center. Housing's a separate situation, but we'll find a place and a way to get you there. But even if I can't come on the mm-hmm. retreat, everyone's invited to participate. Maybe Bridget, tell us how do we jump into that?
Okay, so I'd recommend going to our website, and it's the rapidcitydiocese.org/consecration, and there are different ways that individuals can participate in the consecration itself. Obviously, St. Louis de Montfort, there's a consecration that he's outlined, but there's other resources as well. We're encouraging parishes to participate if that's forming groups or small groups that you could gather to engage in this preparation leading up to the day of consecration on May 31st. I know that my parish in Spearfish, they're going to be gathering on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock to go through. There's a video series on Formed, and I imagine there's other parishes across the diocese that are going to hopefully be doing mm-hmm. similar things. So check with your parish. Otherwise, check the diocesan website to see different resources. We've got things on there for families and children. So this is something you could do mm-hmm. together as a family.
Yep, because the ultimate goal is to have everyone in the diocese participate. So you can do, we do have these two diocesan events, right, at the retreat center to end and begin. But the key is that, yes, parishes, individuals, families, everyone can participate wherever they are, no matter what.
And we talked a little bit about the beginning with the retreat, but mm-hmm. let's talk about the end. Let's talk about the day of consecration. What does that look like?
Yeah, on the day of consecration, we'll be having we'll begin with some adoration. We'll be taking place at Terra Sancta Retreat Center here in Rapid City. So we'll have a half hour of adoration at 6:30 to 7 to begin at Mass, and then we'll have Mass at 7 p.m. with Father Dan Jewell, our diocesan administrator. And then we will, at the end of the Mass, we will conclude Mass with the consecration itself. And then we get to celebrate. We're going to have a Marian ice cream social after that.
A Marian ice cream social.
If you want to know what that is, you're just going to have to come
and
find out.
You're going to have to show up. You're going to have to show up.
Yeah, what is a Marian ice cream social? I don't know. You're going to have to come.
It sounds awesome. And again, if you can't make it to Rapid City, mm-hmm. we know that parishes are going to have masses that day and be doing the consecration throughout the diocese. So no matter where you're at, you can participate. You're going to have to figure out your own Marian ice cream if you don't mm-hmm. come to Terra Sancta.
And each of the formats that go through the preparation, they provide, you know, the actual, I don't know, the consecration itself at the conclusion. So if you're not with us as a diocese, it's possible for you to just carry mm-hmm. this out on your own. I believe it's to go to Mass and to go to confession, but those steps are provided in the resources we have on the webpage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of those resources on the webpage, I noticed that under the preparation aids, two of them are actually videos that mm-hmm. anyone can access. There's one. Well, let me just mm-hmm. ask you, explain both of those different video resources that are available, because this would be available for anyone, whether or not you live in the Diocese of Rapid City.
Yeah. So one of the videos is meant to accompany the 33 Days to Morning Glory book, which is a preparation book by Michael Gately, Father Michael Gately. And that's a weekly video, I think, to accompany that particular resource. And then we, our community, produced also some 2 to 3 minute daily videos to help prepare people for consecration as well. And that's also the links to those. There's on YouTube. And again, it's a 2 to 3 minute daily video that you can watch to prepare yourself. And again, the key is that Bridget was saying earlier that there's lots of resources that one can use to do those 33 days of preparation. There's not just one. So that the key is just that we are preparing ourselves through with some good, solid resources to help us grow in understanding and readiness for the consecration.
And for our listeners, if they missed that, if you go to the rapidcitydiocese.org/consecration24, or just right on the homepage, the big rotating banner, there's a big, beautiful image of Mary. Or if you scroll down to the quick links, there's a few different ways to get to it. But right on the website, you can get all of the information about the two events, the resources, preparation, the links to the Servants of the Pierced Hearts videos, and all sorts of other resources, a list of the intentions. And so, this is exciting. This is exciting. My hope is that everybody jumps in, whether they can connect to a group or not in their homes. It would be a beautiful thing to have the entire diocese drawing closer to Mary, and specifically for those intentions that we talked about. So thank you guys very much for joining us. And again, for those listening, you can go to the Diocese Rapid City website, learn more about the consecration, sign up for the retreat. There's still space, and participate. Don't miss this opportunity. When we come back, we're going to be chatting with Father Tim Hoyt about the tribunal and all sorts of interesting things. So don't tune away. Join us back after the break here at Real Presence Live.